With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Congress is facing a midnight deadline to fund several key federal agencies.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to pass a final spending package needed for the current budget year. The House and Senate are expected to take up a $1.2 trillion measure that combines six annual spending bills into one package, and more than 70% of that money would go to defense. It's taken more than 6 months to put the measure together, with conservatives pushing for more policy mandates and steeper spending cuts than Senate Democrats or the White House would consider. And several short-term stopgap spending bills were needed along the way to keep agencies funded as negotiations continued. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Yesterday in Cairo, he said talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are making progress.
The gaps are narrowing, and we're continuing to push for an agreement in Doha. There's still difficult work to get there, but I continue to believe it's possible.
Meanwhile, former Republican Senator Jim Talent says many of the Biden administration's missteps in the Middle East can be traced to one fundamental flaw.
This is an administration that structured its middle or tried to structure its Middle Eastern policy around a partnership with Iran. That was the fatal, ridiculous, risible assumption behind their policy.
Talent told the Salem Radio Network the Hamas war against Israel is just one case of Iran using its proxies. Russia has attacked electrical power facilities in much of Ukraine, including the country's largest hydroelectric plant. It caused widespread outages. This is SRN News. In the Bible, the book of Revelation addresses seven letters which were sent to seven churches in Asia Minor. Scripture says that each letter, proclaimed by Jesus and recorded by the Apostle John, declares the triumphs and failings of each of those seven churches. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney has just released two separate films based on those seven churches.
You know, Revelation is a big topic and oftentimes very, very controversial for people. What's amazing about this film is we're going to go to the island of Patmos where John received the vision. We're going to go into a cave that they believe is where the vision happened. And we're going to then go to the seven churches. Of the seven, only two churches actually were doing what was right. The other five had problems. You're going to be able to see archaeology, but you're going to understand the context that those churches were dealing with.
Filmmaker Tim Mahoney speaking with SRN News. More information and trailers for the two films found at 7churches.com. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are inching higher once again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.87% this week. It's now just below where it was 2 weeks ago. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan, limiting how much homebuyers can afford. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from 7.79% in late October. That overall decline in rates from their recent peak helped lift sales of previously occupied U.S. homes in January and February. I'm Alex Vega.
Lots of folks talking about a big upset in college basketball. Jack Golke made 10 three-pointers. And 14th-seeded Oakland delivered the first true shock of this year's March Madness, beating 3rd-seeded Kentucky 80-76. It happened last night in the first round of the NCAA tournament. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.